Well, back of Shabbos Mishneh, we're continuing the halacha of Kosev writing. Previous mission we discussed about writing with things that the die remains intact. Now we're talking about things that do not remain intact. Kosev of Mashkin, he wrote with different colored liquids that the Meperis, fruit juices, Abba Tirofim, he scratched into the sand letters. Avak Seifrim, or some of the black powder that's used to make dyes for Seifrim. Called over Shehinim is Kayim Potter. That if it's a writer, then it's still Asmid Rabbanan. It's important for one to know, even to make in the sand some type of letters, as long as it's something that you made the letters out of it, it is a Rabbanan. If it's frost on the window and you write on the frost, that's also Asmid Rabbanan. Yeah. If you just take letters that are written before and you put them next to each other, that is permitted. Moshe Feinstein learns that if you put them in a place that they interlock, like you make a puzzle, or they say like a deluxe scrabble that they fit into a certain frame, that one should not do on Shabbos. La'acha yodoy, if he wrote the back of his hand, he put the fullness in the pen between his fingers and the point was facing outward. Yeah. Or the ragley rub with his feet, the tib with his mouth, my cake with his elbow. These are all abnormal ways of writing, which is only after the draponim. Some of it looks out. If he wrote one letter next to a letter which was already written, so even though now he finished off the word, the Hilamaita only wrote one of them on Shabbos, plus about a Gavlik Sav, or he wrote on something that was already written, he didn't add anything to it. This is, he wrote with the same ink. If it was a weak ink and a red dye and he made it black, that is considered Ksiva. But if it was a black before and he just added another layer, that is not considered Ksiva for an Ifrit Rice on Shabbos. He was planning to write a ches, and he ended up writing two zayins. So in other words, a ches is made up of two zayins that are connected on the top. So, since over here, his kabbana was to write only one letter, and he unintentionally wrote the two letters, he also is not chayav a ches, because it was done unintentionally. Echad bar zechad b'koyra, if he wrote one letter on the floor and one on the roof, so since it can't be read together, not in the status, you can only have a malacha in each places. Which will kotav al shnei koytli abayis, if he wrote on two different walls of the house which were not next to each other, or shnei davi pinkas, shnei negim, or two pages of a book which were not cannot be read together, all these things are potter. Does not bring a korban, because, like we said, that the classic is the writer is to write two letters that can be read together. First of all, on the shrikan, he wrote one letter, which was a symbol for two letters. Like he wrote a kuf with a slash on it, which is a short, which is a remnant to korban. So, in such a case, when Yeshua say machayev, he says, since this conveys the message of the whole word, machayev of a common patron. Because after everything is said and done, you only wrote one letter, and that is the way we paskin, that in order to have a one has to write both letters, two letters.